You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Leaders of Kalamazoo's business community will be part of a roundtable discussion today on the economy and job growth. The director of Michigan's Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs will be at that meeting, along with Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, who joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Gordon. Great to be with you.
So is this meeting focusing largely on regulations then and what businesses may want to do about those regulations, including eliminate some?
We'll be talking about a lot of factors that have entered into the equation in terms of the economic growth, the job growth that we've seen in our state over the course of the last few years. I look at it as there's several major components, and we'll be discussing them all today, that have created a better environment for job growth. Regulatory reform is one of those. We eliminated about 1,500, little more than 1,500 rules and regulations over the course of the last 3 years. But what's even more important than that is the rules and regulations that we're left with, the ones that we continue to engage in. We're approaching with a higher degree of customer service and responsiveness, the rate at which people get answers and the ease of dealing with the government. And we're trying to transform the state of Michigan, the government of the state of Michigan, into a world-class customer service organization. And that's on top of the tax policy changes over the course of the last few years that are really giving entrepreneurs a better shot at success, and some pretty exciting new programs in the Michigan Economic Development Corporation that I think are making a really big difference as well.
Well, let me ask you about another factor that business will often point to in this state as something that needs to be improved. That's the roads. $215 million was approved yesterday by the legislature to repair some roads, also do some new construction. But does the state need a more long-term solution than that?
We absolutely need a better long-term solution. And this is something that the administration, our administration, has been talking about for the last few years. And we've made some good progress in terms of getting the players to the table to really come to a consensus that, number one, there is a problem, and number two, what's the scope of that problem? And I think everybody involved right now recognizes that the $215 million that will now be going, an increase that will be going toward roads, that's just a down payment on a more permanent solution. That long-term, our roads and our bridges, think of it like the circulatory system for our economy. People, goods, and services need to move around through an economy as economic activity grows and companies engage in the things that they do. And so that's where it's critically important that we find that answer that is a better solution for the long-term interest of our infrastructure.
At the end of the day, is that long-term solution going to, by necessity, include some sort of a tax increase?
There are a lot of ways that you can get to that answer. And while we've put some ideas, some potential on the table, there have been others that have come to the table with other ideas as well. But one thing that we know is that the way that we pay for our roads today, even if you take for a moment out of the equation, the total amount that's raised in any given year, we have a system today that raises money for roads based on, for every gallon sold, there is a certain number of cents that goes into the transportation fund for roads. As gas prices go up, it tends to make the amount that goes toward roads go down. And then for our Constitution, over half of the resources, or over half of the taxes paid on gasoline and diesel actually goes to our schools and local governments, not toward roads. And so there's a structural issue there that I think we really need to fix if we're going to have a better long-term solution for our roads.
Okay, this is an election year, so it's kind of tough to not deal with this when we have a chance to talk to the Lieutenant Governor. There are some Tea Party members out there who would like a different candidate for Lieutenant Governor. What is your feeling about this? Do you feel confident right now that when the nomination comes down in August that you'll be on the ballot?
I do feel very confident. I have strong support from conservatives and Republicans and even Tea Party members right across the Republican tent in the convention for the next nominating convention. And so I feel very confident about that. And I'll also say, too, that when in politics and public policy, you have a competition for ideas. And it's not unusual for that to turn into a competition between people. And so that's not a bad thing. And as we go through this political process over the course of the next year, I think it's just important from my standpoint, for the governor and I both, that we stay focused, laser focused on job growth and the economy, and the politics will take care of itself.
Lieutenant Governor Brian Cowie, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you.
Lieutenant Governor Brian Cowie, he will be in Kalamazoo today as part of a roundtable discussion on the economy and job growth. The director of Michigan's Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs will also be at that meeting. It's scheduled to be at Choupin and Sons later this afternoon. You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK.